graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. And we're always smoking bombs like it's 420. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Rush.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 189 of Suplex City Limits for Saturday, November 24th. I'm bad for your health, I come real stealth. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's dropping bombs on your moms. My co-host.
Cum bombs, and my cum ain't stealth. It just comes from the sky and splats on your face. Tyler Fudge.
You usually know it's coming when you can hear the air raid sirens.
Oh, definitely. That's my cum noise, air raid sirens.
It's like you don't know if your cum's coming or if Perry Saturn's coming to the ring.
and by God, you wish it was Perry Saturn.
Do you remember when he fucking just came down to a random...
Oh, man, it was horrible. That was WWE, right? Or was it...
No,
that was
WCW.
That was WCW. Yeah.
Holy shit, this is just the open. It's a Friday night fire up the bowl fucking special.
Yes, the bowl has been fired.
Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like this show, consider picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We sold some t-shirts on the Black Friday sale.
Good. Good.
He's not balding. He's also going to be looking like a bad motherfucker in his Black Label SCL shirt. Mr. Chris Spalding.
There you go, Mr. Spalding.
Yeah, thank you very much, thank sir. You. Also, a boy from the land down under. Viva the JD picked up the SCL arcade shirt. Much love. Second shirt he's purchased. You're the man.
Which shirt did he's not balding, Christopher Spalding?
He got the what I would call the Black Label, which is the mask.
Luchador.
With the,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't design that one, Chris, but okay.
It's called Black Label SCL because it's pretty much a ripoff of the Black Label Society. Yeah. I didn't know when I named it at that time that it was going to be like on the fucking page. I really wish I could change them now, but we're fucked. Either way. What else we got? We got Evil Evan picking up the King of Bong Style shirt.
Is he going to cut the sleeves off of it? I'm okay with
that. Does he wear a lot of sleeveless shit?
I don't know. I feel like he does. I don't study his shoulders, but you know, they do. Now, I'm not saying you don't have fine shoulders, Evil Evan. I'm saying, you know, you got fucking evil as shit shoulders. It's cool, man. But you know,
your shoulders evil as shit, man. Evil as shoulders anywhere, man.
Scarlett Bordeaux obviously didn't see your shoulders.
Yeah, dude, if she just saw your shoulders,
she would have been all over you, just squirting everywhere. Anyways, let's continue on with this show. Anybody else buy a t-shirt?
Chelsea from Edmonton, Alberta. I have
that's
no idea who that is.
Weird.
That's weird.
A girl listens to this? She must be buying it for her boyfriend for Christmas or something. It has to be.
Maybe. And some dude's like, wait, I live in Edmonton. My girlfriend's name is Chelsea. We just fucked up that dude's gift. Because she didn't know.
Bro. You're welcome.
You get an SCL arcade shirt, so fuck yeah, man. That's the new one.
I did design that one. Good.
Yeah. We sold first shirts, all four different designs. So that's pretty rad. I think the sale goes until Sunday or the 26th. So if you haven't yet, hurry up and get some shirts, man. If you're international, $150, you get free shipping. That's what Viva Lachetti did. He just bought like a fuckload of shirts. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you get free. Now you got to send all this shit to Africa for free.
Africa.
Africa. Australia, might as well Africa, be. Might as well
the fuck
be.
You live. God damn. Or you can donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout out on the show, like our friends B Rad Brad, Caleb Morganfield, Casey, of course he's not balding, Christopher Spaulding, Viva La JD, once again. God damn, these good motherfuckers.
They are.
Love you guys. Max's Garage, Infamous Chris Savage, Kickass Keith Martin, The Rice Roni, Jabroni, Tylone.
Tylone.
Tylone. Insane Ian Jackson.
And what if, Tylone's from Edmonton?
He's got like a bunch of our shirts.
Well, you can always have more.
There you go. Or you can donate directly to our PayPal, like Cody Hatch. I need something like Batch? Snatch? Right in your fucking snatch, Cody Hatch.
Snatch.
We'll workshop things for next week.
I'm this starting week. To think, you know what? You're giving me an internal crisis here right now because I feel like I forgot to do Patreon shoutouts on the Federation.
You probably did, you high son of a bitch. I forget to do shit all the time. Oh, fucking, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, I'd never forget to wipe my ass, though, so.
Well, that's good.
It is.
That completely fucking derailed me. Weed of the week. What do we got going on over there,
oh,
man?
The weed of the week. I'm liking it because I like the way I feel tonight. It's Persian Kush. It's from Bodhi Seeds. It's mostly an indica strain descended from an Irani landrace and snow lotus. Its thickly resinous buns exude aromatic notes of earthy pine and sweet citrus.
Mm.
And, man, it has fucking... tingled me.
There you go. Kush coma. I am in a kush coma. Lemon kush over here.
Lemon.
Yeah, as
I feel like these would be very, very close because they're both a kush. Mine's, you know, got a citrus flavor. Yours obviously has a citrus flavor. I think it would blend well in the jelly roll.
Yeah, man. It's very fucking good. Known for its uplifting and creative effects. So, way better than when I accidentally had to smoke a fucking OG last week. That shit just
kills
that
you.
Is not for creativity. That is for taking fucking naps, it sir.
Is. This stuff is for taking naps too. I will say, but I will power through because I got some purple Urkel here that is just hard to smoke.
Purple Urkel? What the purple fuck is that? Purple.
It's a hybrid sativa. Yeah, I mean, it's got that strong, piney, woodsy taste, and I'm not a fan of that.
I forget what it's called, but my homie fucking said he had some new shit that was like super sativa, like make you want to fucking run a marathon and shit. No, not really, but he said like super up, and I'm like, oh, I want that shit.
I'd like to try it, yeah.
I like having some indica, you know, for night, you know, switch over to that as you're winding your evening down. But that's all you have, and it's like you're trying to fucking do a wake and bake special, it's like good luck, dude. You're gonna fight that shit all day long.
That's me every time we do one of these episodes, Jim. I don't usually fuck with a sativa because I don't know if I don't get that heavy head high, I don't really feel like it's done anything for me. So I'll take a sativa hybrid is as sativa as I'll go. I still want a little bit of that, guy. Or well, shit.
Yeah, it's not the first time a racial slur has slipped out on this show. That's not.
It's not one of the horrible ones.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. It really.
I don't think any Chinese people listen to this.
I'm from Newfoundland. I'm ignorant. Leave me alone.
In his defense, he's ignorant as fuck, y'all. Straight ignorant. R-G-N-A-N-T ignorant. Fuck all this. This week on the
show.
What
would you say if I wasn't recording, Jim? I am. Don't worry.
Dude, we lost the show last week. Fuck all that. We're back. This week on the show, we're going to talk about Survivor Series a little bit. Talk about the news of the week. We got a top three. We got a little bit of Mock Tank. So we don't have any of our boys. No, sorry to say, no hot takes, no bitching with burps. So it's all up to us.
Nobody came to visit us tonight.
Yeah, we are fucking ready for the challenge. So with all of that said, let's kick this shit off as we do with the SEL top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. All from Survivor Series. Thank God we had it, because I don't know what else we would have done.
This was one of the hardest weeks of WWE wrestling I've ever endured.
All the matches on the top three are from Survivor Series. We might as well just list them and then go through Survivor Series a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like a fine plan. So we've got Mustafa Ali and Buddy Murphy in a Cruiserweight title match. And then we had Rousey and Charlotte. And then there's Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Overall, I thought it was, a lot of people were like, yeah, it was a pretty good show. And I agree with that, but I was bored. I thought it was long. I was bored at points.
Yeah.
And I
will admit, it was.
It might be
a
on
lot
me,
of
too.
Stuff.
I don't know. But I never got, like up for it. You know?
Yeah. No, I get
I wasn't you. In like I was the night before with NXT. And I'm like, when Ciampa throws a notepad at Mauro, I'm like, oh, fuck. This is awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. We go through it. You want to do that, or
I mean, we can briefly touch on some stuff. You know, like there was the tag match at the beginning of the pre-show that didn't count towards the final tally, which is a little odd, but whatever.
I love it, dude. They had no idea, like whoever agented that, like nobody was paying attention, and like one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's crazy that somebody could actually do that and get old. You know what I mean? Like, that actually made it to a televised broadcast. Weird.
Yeah, sort of. But yeah, they confirmed what we've always known, that the pre-show doesn't really fucking matter.
I haven't been watching it since day one, and fuck all y'all.
Yeah. The women's match, I don't know.
What it was.
Some mistimed shit in there that was pretty ugly. Naomi out in a minute, dude. Is fucking heat on that girl.
There's got to be. There has to be.
I heard some shit about the Usos, possibly, but I don't know. And I suppose if there's heat on the Usos, there's probably heat on her.
Well, I mean, the Usos have really not been doing anything.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I mean, I don't usually put much stock in that kind of shit, but they've been fucking killing her. So I don't know. I don't really have anything else about that.
You know, like, if you look at the names that were in this match, obviously it wasn't going to be much. The face team was abysmal. The face team, SmackDown team. You had Carmella, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville. I mean, Naomi is nothing to fucking praise. And then you got Asuka.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on the other side, you got Bayley, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Mickie James, and Tamina. Which, you know, there's still not a huge amount of talent there, but there's more than on the other team.
But, well, you knew, coming in, like, you knew where this was going. I'm like, okay, Nia's going to pin Asuka.
Yeah.
It's just like, which one of those chicks has the most, like, any pedigree left? Is there anything we can squeeze out? Oh, Asuka, all right, well, we'll have Nia kill her.
Yeah.
Awful. In her defense, it, like, I don't even understand. Wrestling is so broken, or WWE anyway. It's like, she's getting good heat right now, but like it's because she knocked the fucking bitch's face.
Well, did
off.
You
like,
see the girl? This or I don't know if it was a girl. This sign on one of the WWE shows this week. It was just a huge thing wrote on the sign, and it's like we are not or Nia Jax. Yes, we are booing you, not because of your great heel work. You are just awful. That was the sign.
Yeah. It's true as fuck, dude. And, like, people were trying to tell her that on Twitter. I thought that was great because she comes off and she tries to be cocky and shit. You know, because she believes her own fucking shit. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe their own fucking hype. And, yeah, it's like, you're just awful. That's just it. But, so that was that. Rollins Nakamura, here's your big this match could be fucking great, and it's gonna, no, it's just a match.
Yeah.
I thought, I mean, I don't know, unless you have other views, it did nothing for, I was just like, meh. SmackDown nope. match, a Raw it, match, whatever the fuck.
It was a Nakamura match that we're used to seeing. You know, it you know, he does his stick, and that's about it.
How is that not a great match? How is Rollins Nakamura not a great match?
That's so understand. Fucking deflating.
It wasn't bad or anything. It was just like...
But it's not what you expect. Because you got Rollins who does all this good stuff and Nakamura who you remember doing all this good stuff. And
yeah. I don't know. This is the best part of this whole show, maybe, was watching live and the development of Enzo being in the crowd.
Yes.
Because it hits Twitter first, and there's people posting like close-up pictures, and we're watching live, and it's like, is that fucking him? That might be him. People are saying, you know, because people are near him are saying it is him. Fucking amazing, dude. I thought that was hilarious. Pathetic, but hilarious.
Yeah, very pathetic. All to get, you know, talk about his concert that was the next night. Or no, it was that night or something like that. I don't know. But
if he would have went and not like caused a ruckus, would he have been allowed to sit there? Like if he just walked in as himself, would he be allowed to sit hard cam there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can you throw him out for, I mean, what for what? Obviously here he's stood on his chair. He fucking cut an old fucking tired shitty promo. He did the realest guy in the room shit, dude. That's so pathetic.
It is. It's for a guy that proclaimed he didn't want anything to do with wrestling. He's really trying to hold on to it.
That's all he has.
Well, yeah, because 35 fucking people showed up to his fucking concert. What a fucking loser! That's what I've read it somewhere.
Oh, I heard it. I didn't know if it was like I didn't care enough to look into it, but I guess it's probably true. And it was free too, I think.
That tells you a lot.
People are like, there's a lot of shit to do in LA. I'm not gonna go see this fucking guy.
Like, because I've had a guy on my show, Rob LaFoon, who has put more people in a Whiskey A Go-Go than he has.
Oh, man. Is that where I was?
Yeah.
If he would have fucking embraced wrestling fans, it would be a different story, right? If he then it would have been something. But you shit on wrestling fans, so you have nothing now. You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is.
Yeah. He's probably going to die.
He mightn't have raped a girl, but it doesn't mean he's not an asshole.
Rapist? No. Fucking pathetic asshole? Yes. Bar AOP? Dude.
Piss.
Drake pisses himself, huh?
Fucking a piss joke. A fucking piss joke. Not the last piss joke of the week either, mind you. You'll hear more.
Yeah, you're in for a real treat. You're in? Murphy? Because that's comedy, man. That's comedy.
Yeah. To a 75-year-old man, yeah.
Murphy and Ali. No one gives a fuck about that.
Not until the end. Not until the end. But that's the WWE crowd.
It's good, though. I don't know it beat Ali so many times. It's just like, I don't know. I guess they got to put it on him at some point.
Well, yeah, I would imagine they would, but will it be before they absolutely kill him? The only thing, one thing Ali's got going for him is his promos are fucking great.
Like pre-tapes, or is he like in the ring?
Pre-tapes that they do with him. They're fantastic.
There's no reason for the dependence that they have on in-ring shit, on a guy standing in the ring with a microphone. It is
unnecessary.
I don't think it should happen as many times in a show as it does.
I agree.
Because it's like half the fucking... Some of these Raws are like five matches. It's just people standing in the ring talking. It's ridiculous. There's got to be better fucking ways to get your story across than that and like weird backstage shit that you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to do your jobs for you.
There's so many different things you can do. There's copious amounts of different pre-tapes you can do. You could do on-location shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck anything. We don't need it in the ring all the time. It's not needed.
Yeah, all right, exactly. The men's match. Dude, McIntyre defeats Joe immediately, and I haven't heard that he's hurt, so that's weird.
And Joe is fucking basically hometown, too.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Heat. They just want to fucking push McIntyre super hard right now.
Oh, yeah. And they know he'd get booed a lot if he beats the fucking guy.
He takes out Joe, and you get bullshit chants from the crowd.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, rightfully so. Yeah, I mean, nothing, you know. Obligatory Shane high spots. He's the only guy who gets to do any of the cool spots in the match. And he's the last member of the team, because of course he is.
Because he's Shane.
Yeah. So you get that. Corbin attacks Strowman. Yeah, who gives a shot? And then he flashed the 4-0. So there's got to be something. Where do we want to talk about that? I mean, whole thing. Of how they do this sweep, and you're like, that's ridiculous. Well, they must do something with it on SmackDown and Shane. And like, then they didn't.
No.
Then they didn't, and it was just like even more baffling.
Shane just being happy and joyous, tagging with The Miz and having fun on Miz TV after him tweeting that there will be changes to SmackDown. And it's like,
dude,
that's false advertising. They'll tell you this to get you to watch, and it's like, oh no, never mind.
Dude, I mean, they had some plan and they scrapped it. I don't know why. Somewhere between Sunday and Tuesday, they scrapped it because they had to have been building towards some kind of a Shane heel turn or something on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to.
You wouldn't just do it like that and pound it into the ground the way they did if that wasn't the plan. So this week, really, I think, I don't know where you want to talk about it, but it's fucking awful. I mean, really, we've been saying that for a long time, but I had so many issues with their shit this week.
It was up and down almost the whole bulk majority of both shows this week were abysmal as fuck. Like,
we'll get to those, I guess.
Let's finish Survivor Series and we can get into it.
Charlotte Rousey.
You know, we all know Ronda Rousey coordinates her matches, right? Because she is very green to the business.
We saw on Monday what happens when she doesn't.
That's very true.
2 Minute Abortion. It'd be a sweet punk band name, 2 Minute Abortion.
I think there is a punk band name. But no.
Don't steal my punk band name.
This Charlotte match, at least you look at it and you're like, you know what? On this short notice, at least Ronda Rousey was able to keep up in a match that, you know, was quite physically demanding by the end.
Yeah, dude. Takes a true professional and a lot of fucking talent to get smashed with a stick. Fuck, dude. I could smash a fucking bum with a stick.
Fucking hell.
Is he good at selling? You know?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people getting so upset about how nobody got mad at Charlotte making Ronda bleed from the lip a little bit. And it's like, motherfucker. Like, she, like, literally probably just, like, the mouth hit her fucking tooth and made it bleed.
Like, she whipped the dog shit out of that chick with that thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no joke to that. That wasn't like, she whipped the fuck out of her. I was like, this is amazing. It's tremendous.
It was so fun.
And then the chair spot on the neck. And then Monday, nothing. Dude, nothing.
It's abysmal. It's just a kick in the pants is what that is. And then on SmackDown, Charlotte's cutting a promo on how beat up Rousey is.
Yeah.
It's, guys, this makes no fucking sense.
No, it's fucking awful. So that's stupid. You do this huge beatdown and the neck and the chair and all this shit. And then she walks out on her own and people are surprised that the crowd turned on this. It's like, how long did you think people were going to be behind smiling, high-fiving Ronda Rousey? About 4 fucking months, dude. That's it. It's over.
And the crowd.
The bloom is off the rose with this bitch. Watch. She's already second-guessing how long she wants to do this, and she's crying about goats on her farm. Did you see that?
I neglected to read it. I don't care about Ronda Rousey's feelings.
Exactly.
She's a melodramatic woman. We all know that, and I got no time.
Yeah, it's just over. Her as a face is over. I mean, they put her against Nia. It's going to be interesting. I guess they hate her less, so she'll survive this maybe, but that's it. They're done. And then they'll turn her heel and think that they're doing something. And
I don't know. Like the whole thing about her crying about fucking how, you know, she can't be, she's probably not going to be there for very much longer or for too long anyways. It just further cements that, you know, the woman seems like a quitter when anything gets a little bit, you know, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, she did go to the Olympics, so I mean, that takes a lot of resolve.
I'm not saying like, that was a long time ago. If people can go from bad to good in 15 years, people can go from good to, you know what I mean? It doesn't fucking, you know, that was a long time ago. But like, you take a UFC, she gets beat. It's like, I'm done with this. She disappears for a year. Won't let anybody see her.
People
right?
say she's like going to commit suicide or something.
Right, exactly. And so like now she goes to the WWE. The first time that she faces adversity and people boo her, all of a sudden this interview comes out about how she, you know, she's not long for the business.
She was pissed, allegedly.
Well, I mean, you could see that they were rattled because she looks at one guy and says, "You're not a man." It's like, bitch, learn how to fucking give somebody a proper diss. Do you need to watch Mighty fucking Ducks to learn how to trash talk? Like, Jesus Christ, man. Averman gave better fucking trash talks than you.
Holy fucking deep cut right,
right?
there.
Right? I'm better at it than Ronda Rousey, for fuck's sakes. I might stumble a little bit because I'm fat in the tongue and shit, but give me a goddamn break.
Yeah, so they've done that, and dude, we were just talking about that. I think I tweeted it. We talked about it in the show recently. It was like, how long until she gets the Roman Reigns treatment? We said originally if she beat Becky, she was going to get that.
Yeah.
So that probably would have been a fucking non-finish just like this.
I would imagine that this match is that match.
And I love, too, they're just like, oh, that thing we did with Becky, that worked really well. They just gave it to Charlotte. They just did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, because they – see, Jim, this is the thing, right? You're in a pickle because Rousey's been practicing this match for a month. 3 days before the pay-per-view or 5 days before the pay-per-view, it's like, oh, fuck, Becky can't go. What can Ronda do? She can do that match. Well, let's just fucking plop somebody in there. And now let's work backwards. And that's what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like they're using it as a way to make Charlotte an uber babyface now because of the Becky Lynch deal.
Yeah, I just don't care. Brian Lesnar, I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I thought Brian's work here, being that shit-eating fucking jackass, was fantastic. Mimicking Lesnar's dance? Fuck me, man. I never thought I wanted to see that so bad in my life.
Yeah. But, dude, okay, so we turned him heel, and they do this, and it's whatever, and they're starting to push that. Like, imagine if you would have kept him face and had the same match, but in the end, he fucking beats Lesnar. It would have been to the fucking moon, dude.
It's possible. It's very possible, yeah. It's, but, I mean, I think, well, the whole rumor is Brian is the reason why he's heel. He wanted to be heel. And I think it's just WWE just trying to do whatever they can to keep Brian, especially now with what's rumored about on the, you know, in other companies sprouting up.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess in the end, Raw wins 6-0.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus
I don't know.
Christ.
I just thought like that would have made, you know, more business sense. Brian face beats Lesnar. That would have been
I agree.
Huge.
I agree. But are they going to beat Lesnar? You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
What would have been the issue if he kicked him in the dick? I mean, he still could have kicked him in the dick and beat him and been a super face.
I agree. Completely.
It wouldn't have been a heel turn for him after getting beat around the ring for 10 minutes to fucking get a low blow while the ref was down
and
use that into a finish.
No, because there's shades of gray in this world. Everything's not heel and babyface. You know what I mean? You take shade, you put a shade of gray in there, a guy that you adore and love and you root for, going up against this beast, this fucking weird ass shaped hillbilly. Yeah. Like, fuck. Yeah, of course you want to see him get the win. If he kicks him in the balls to do it, so be it.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck, dude? Remember in the Evolution pay per view, the most over modern talent, Ember Moon, not on this show.
No.
Because they changed the team like last second, and they took out her and somebody else. I forget who. Natty.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they added Sasha and Bayley. Ember Moon just getting the fucking raw deal over there.
Like, literally.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even mean that pun.
I heard it. I heard it loud and clear.
I wasn't driving for it, but I don't know. Survivor Series. I thought it was a pretty good show. I'd give it like a 6 out of 10. Yeah. Something like that.
And you know what, though? You got to look at that from our brains. And it's like a WWE show. It's very hard for them to do a 10. Not because we're biased. It's because God, WWE just sucks. A 6 out of 10, dude. That's almost that's about as good as it can get.
Yeah. True that, homie. So, get the fuck out of that. What do you want to do? Move on to the news, I suppose.
I mean, if that's where you want to go, motherfucker, that's where we're going. This week in the news, something. Yeah. AEW is a thing, maybe. Sometimes. I don't know.
A motherfucker gets hit with a brick? I'm Javicious. This is news to you and Tyler.
Man, I started to read something and I just fucking lost it. And man, this Persian stuff, it's really, really kicking my ass, I will say.
What do we want to get into?
Well, I do really like the story about the Mexican wrestlers being hit by bricks.
One of them's Puerto Rican. Man who was hit was Puerto Rican. I mean, I guess we can start there. What the fuck? And somebody was sending me videos. They were all in Espanol. What was that guy's name? Josh? Shout out to you, Josh. He was messaging me on the show Facebook and like kind of explaining to me what the fuck is going on in these videos. But it's the dudes trying to apologize, and I guess it's tons of heat. Obviously a lot of heat. This guy should be banned from he should be blacklisted forever.
That's all they should do? The motherfucker should be in jail. That's where the motherfucker should be.
Yeah.
And you threw a brick at, if I threw a brick at your head, Jim, where am I going? I'm going to fuck the jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
and
no fucking difference.
And if you didn't see this clip, first off, go look at it. But it's not like a brick. It's a cinder block. That's what I would call it.
And it's like, man, like you can't just throw that at somebody's head in the ring or not. It doesn't matter.
Throws it from the ring to the fucking floor.
Onto the back of his... The motherfucker got a broken skull and a goddamn blood clot in his brain.
Yeah.
Like, this is no...
He nearly died. He nearly died.
This is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Like, they should bruise a brodium. Shank him in the shower.
Yeah, this guy should have got stabbed in the shower.
He should have. His mother, first off, should have swallowed the load. But...
Yeah. You know. What a piece of shit. So that's going on. I guess the guy did live. They had surgery to fucking. Yeah, I guess he's alive and will recover, but probably won't wrestle again.
No, I. Speaking of who may not wrestle again, Hiromu Takahashi may not wrestle again.
Dude. Don't bum me out with this shit. Someone posted it and I was like, wow.
The only news to come out about Takahashi is that New Japan isn't sure whether or not he's going to be able to return to the ring at all, and they're not scheduling a return, and it might be the end of his career. which is fucking a shame, dude.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, a bummer, right?
It really is.
Especially on that spot. That's silly.
He was a shining light in their junior division. You look at their junior division now, and it doesn't seem the same.
Yeah, as much as I love Kushida, it's like, yeah, it doesn't have the same excitement around it that it did with Takahashi.
No, definitely not.
Do you think he'll make an appearance? Like at Wrestle Kingdom, he'll come out?
I don't know. Maybe.
Fucking whatever, you know? Usually that's then that's the end, right? That's the Shibata fucking walk, you know? That's the... I don't know, man. It'd be unfortunate.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really hard. I don't even know what to say about it, really. It's just sad.
It's a fucking bummer, man.
Yeah, and like you said, to be on that fucking suplex, just, man, all the crazy shit he's done in his career, and that's what, you know, still a crazy move, but that's by far not the craziest thing that he's ever taken.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back. If he does, like, especially by surprise at some point, like, he comes back and he's ready to fucking go and he attacks somebody or something. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it would be
fucking
good.
Bananas.
You're fucking right, it would be.
So, what else we got this week? New Japan on Access will have the same week events with the Kevin Kelly, Don Callis on commentary. So,
I didn't realize it was the same week. That's actually exciting. But yeah, the Kevin Kelly, Don Callis thing is great.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have New Japan World and you got fucking Access, I mean, I don't know how long that's going to be, because obviously if there's some big show, what are they going to take, a match from it? Or I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know. I don't know either.
But I think we said that like last week. It was like, why not just use the live shit? And here they are using the live shit. Smart.
Yep. Hey, man. People listen for a reason, motherfucker.
Yeah, start listening to us, motherfucker. what else we got? Oh, Jim Duggan was in the hospital. I didn't hear for what, did you? It never was, like, really reported.
No, I didn't hear. Maybe that's why Brother Brudeye, Brutus Beefcake, skipped on the rest of the CWE shows that were coming through this part of the country.
Dude, I got a scoop on that, man.
Oh, do you? Can I hear it?
I have a scoop on that. According to a source, no, Jared.
I figured that was the source.
I think he's going to say it, right? I mean, I don't know if he did. Anyway, he was saying that the he knows the promoter, and evidently,
Hotshot Danny Duggan.
Yeah, he did most of the tour, was very good to everybody, but had an emergency, had to go home, and he paid the promoter back for the missed dates. So there's this article about, like, oh, he did all this, fuck him. And then, according to people, actually, they're like, no, we're good. You know, I guess he was all this shit.
Jimmy Jacobs is the guy that replaced him, and he had nothing good to say about him.
Well, yeah, he buried that he had to let he left or whatever. But
he left, and they never. But he took the money up front and left. He didn't mention anything about giving the money back.
I think he worked 25 of the 30 dates or something.
He was there for a lot of them. Yeah.
Is he fucking booking tours that big up there?
Oh yeah, dude. He does them every fall. Every fall.
And they're what, like Fridays in one city, Saturday in another?
It's all week long, as far as I know. They're constantly going. They start from one side, move their way up, and come back.
What the fuck? That's pretty crazy, huh?
It is crazy, man. It's good. I unfortunately, when I had my fucking cattle flu or whatever the fuck it was, it that was the night that they were here, and I couldn't go. I was deathly ill, and I was so upset.
That's a bummer. That's a fucking bummer, man.
Yeah.
They announced, I'm kind of waiting on a bigger story for the end here, but they announced that Pac will be taking on Zack Sabre January 6th at the Live at the Cockpit show from Revo.
Yeah, no, this should be exciting.
That should be pretty cool.
I think so. It's two complete drastic styles, and I think it's just exciting to see what Pac can, because Pac can do no wrong in my books.
Yeah, well, except for his fucking body. Motherfucker needs to, like, eat a steak or something, take a day off. Jesus Christ. Not eat a steak, more like eat some cake.
Oh, man, I had a homemade mini pecan pie today. Oh, I almost jerked off after eating it. It was so good. If I wasn't at work when I ate that, I would have beat off, I think.
Dude, it took advantage of that boner.
Yeah.
I haven't had Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was yesterday here in America. And I ate a chicken sandwich and fries. So it's Sunday when we're having the family vicious Thanksgiving.
That's usually when we do it too here in the Casa de Fudge.
I am turned on at the prospect of eating stuffing, sir. That's how excited I am.
That I don't get excited for stuffing. I don't get excited for Thanksgiving dinner at all anyways, usually, because I'm not a huge fan of turkey. I would rather a nice fucking honey-glazed ham.
I agree with you there, but dude, stuffing is like the best part. It's my favorite
shit. I like dry dressing.
And Ma Vicious makes this amazing like homemade cream corn with like bacon in it and shit and peppers. And it's so ridiculous.
Oh my. Tell Ma Vicious to send a plate up the Casa de Fudge.
There you go. CMLL star Roosh. His Rush. Why does everyone say Roosh? I had to say Roosh because everyone else does.
Because I believe that's how they say it in Mexico. I think that's
Espanol.
Because it's not because they say Roosh. It's because they roll the R. Roosh, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how I'll say it. He's going to be on the next Ring of Honor Final Battle Fallout show.
Which is crazy.
It's his Ring of Honor debut. So that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, he hasn't really done a lot in the States. And,
dude's good as fuck.
He's good as fuck, but I've heard he's a nightmare.
Well, he's definitely on steroids. You look at his back, he's got like one of the most roidy backs in the fucking biz.
He really does.
Speaking of steroids, Lars Sullivan, this week, he said that KFC is for lower class people.
Well, I mean,
pretty strong words from a guy who grew up in a toxic waste dump. Okay. Motherfucker.
I'm not a fan of KFC, I will say.
Toxic Avenger looking motherfucker. Other shit came out that he was actually like a racist on some bodybuilding boards. Also, he said like homophobic shit, allegedly. I'm not one to run somebody down for that shit, but. That's why I
made that comment earlier that if people can be bad and turn good and people can be good and turn bad, because there's so many times where I'd see something they're talking about Lars and somebody would just tweet, yeah, but that was he was 19 years old, give it a break. It's like, well, sometimes you just gotta go with what it says.
Yeah. Which show is this guy going to be on, by the way? They're playing his vignettes. They play him on Sunday, then they play it on Monday.
And Tuesday.
And then somebody was like, well, fuck, actually, we should put him on SmackDown. So they play it on Tuesday. You can't put him on SmackDown. Raw would be insanity.
It would.
You're not a monster over there.
It would. I don't know. I think Braun Strowman's cooling down. I don't think Braun Strowman's going to get any hotter than he is. They're not going to put him anywhere higher under the card. With the
well, he's already fucking cool way down from where he was. Yeah.
Well, I mean, too, and the rumors about his knees being all fucked. You know, like I would imagine he's just gonna get plateau and get worse and worse. Really,
he missed the boat, man. Yep. They missed the boat. They missed the boat on a lot of guys because it's just not whatever they want to do at the time.
They're stubborn to get out of their own way.
Yeah. Lars Sullivan, I'm not a fan of the guy. He looks cool. But you know what it's going to be? Because they do these the same way they always do. Next Tuesday, he'll fucking... Now, they'll play the videos probably another week or two. But then he'll show up and he'll beat jobbers for fucking 2 months. And because, how do you build a monster? Oh, you have him smash guys. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a sound strategy. It would work more if it wasn't, you know, like they would revolve around, they would rotate these monsters so much. It would work better if it was a, you know, one monster show, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that guy going far because they're not smart enough to put him with a manager. They'll bring him up there and they'll have him come out in the ring and cut promos with his fucking speech impediment, you know, which, I mean, dude, Dusty had a speech impediment too, but his was awesome.
Yeah.
And Cody has it, and Cody is awesome. the Lars Sullivan's not awesome. Plus, he's a monster, dude. Like, how are you going to be this, like, toxic Avenger-looking fucking monster?
Oh,
and then come out
and
be like,
movie,
Garcia, I mean, it sucks, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a good entrance, though.
I mean, there's that. You know, like, will they use that?
I don't know. I don't even think
Vince will be like, oh, you can't even see him.
All you see is hair.
Yeah, you can't
shave
even
your
see
back.
Him.
Back.
He'll shave him. He probably will. He'll fucking change the entrance because you can't see him, and then he'll shave him. Yeah. Be fucking great. There's talks of people going to WWE.
Yeah, Trevor
ACH.
Lee, ACH, yeah. Is there more?
Sam Shaw.
Oh, fuck him.
Wow.
He's boring as shit.
I'm not too familiar.
Sam
I know
Shaw
that
is that fucking guy that wore the gloves in TNA that was stalking Allie. Had his hair fucking right fucking tight to his head. He was a loser.
You lost me. I don't know.
You lost me. I don't like
I didn't
him.
Watch that era.
You don't like him either. No, this was only like 2 years ago.
Oh. I didn't watch that either.
It was while I was doing the reviews for Steel Chair Magazine.
I'll take your word for it.
Better.
That I like him.
Fucking better.
The Midnight Cannonball, he's good as fuck, but like we used to say that about a lot of people.
Well, let me give you an insight into the career of ACH if he goes to the WWE. And it takes two words to say this, okay?
Mm.
Apollo and Cruz. That's exactly what's going to happen.
God damn it. That's the one that, like, really fucking pisses me off, you know? Like, that guy's so good.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys have shit to bed so badly.
Did you hear Uha Nation got signed by the WWE? Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's going to NXT first. That'll be cool. We'll get a bunch of classic matches. We didn't even get that. He went to NXT, no. And all of a sudden he was gone. That's
it. Motherfucker just smiled. That's all he does.
We didn't get him and Balor or him and Joe or Nakamura or any of those fucking guys because he was there and he was gone. And I don't know.
That one
and Ty Dillinger, those pissed me off. And I'm not even a Ty Dillinger fan, but that
no,
one's
me
still
neither. But man, what a fucking gimmick they had there, though.
Yeah. So Trevor Lee, I mean, I don't know. I guess
I like Trevor Lee. I think Trevor Lee.
I did too. I did too. But like, you got to consider what's going to happen when he gets there.
I would imagine. Yeah, but you got to look too, though. The WWE, Triple H is all but, you know, basically came out and said that there's a lot of guys now that are going to get hired for NXT and they're hired to stay in NXT. That's just.
Dude, they're hoarding guys right now because.
That's exactly what it is because of.
This shit
AEW.
Has them rattled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. All Elite Wrestling. Now, it's. I will say this. The people that are saying that this is going to change the wrestling business. You know, they're really putting all their eggs in one basket because this is literally just trademark. That's all this is.
Yeah, let's calm ourselves down a little
bit. Yeah, we don't need to be, you know, bringing the cattle home. You know, it's time to come home. We're going to harvest. It's not that's not what this is, right? But, you know, it's exciting, though, to know that there's somebody with deep pockets out there willing to spend money on wrestling to try and make the wrestling scene just a little bit better by adding competition to the WWE. And the core group that they're rumored to be using is a good core group. I really hope Jim Ross is not the announcer, but it's a good core group.
Yeah, dude, right? I mean, I could see the sense of it. I might have him, but, like, not in the lead.
Yes,
you know, if
exactly.
you get a good lead and you just have fucking him every once in a while. You know, or talk about a guy's college football or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit. But when he's the lead, like he was with Josh Barnett. It's like, dude, he doesn't have it to be a lead, but he could be a second, you know?
Easily. I don't know. I haven't heard much about Mike Tenay as of late.
Huh?
I miss Mike Tenay so much. When we were doing the latest episode of the Federation, which is what is this episode? Slamboree 96. Mike Tenay's in one match. It's fantastic.
Oh, right. Yeah. I believe he's in the Hall of Fame, our SCL Hall of Fame.
Man, if he's not, he should be.
I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is, because I'm a fucking big fan of that guy's shit. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens. They need television or, you know, everyone talks about the streaming shit. I don't know, maybe I'm off base, but, like, can't you put it on YouTube?
That's yeah, like, well, okay, so let's take, you know, like, what kind of TV deal are they going to get? What kind of, like, you know, back end of the ad revenue are they going to get? Are they paying for the space, or is they getting paid for the space? You know, if you're going to have to pay for your space, why not just go to YouTube? You got millions and millions. There's people on fucking YouTube with videos that come out weekly, and it's got 16 million views.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, you got an easy field right there. Like
I
heard somebody say MLW is in a major league because they're on TV. They're on motherfucking BN Sports. You know, yeah. Like, I bet you their YouTube videos get more views than their BN Sports views. I bet anyway.
I'm sure they do, but they don't really get that much.
No, they don't. But
they know, don't have the Young Bucks either. So
exactly, they don't have the Young Bucks or Kenny Omega or Cody.
But then again, Ring of Honor had fucking the Young Bucks and Cody, and until recently, that really wasn't doing that much of shit either. So
no, I agree. But on the other hand, though, you got the ROH style that has been the ROH style since the day it was fucking bred. And now, I don't want to come off like a fucking a loser, but I mean, ROH TV is very fucking boring.
Oh yeah, no, I
unless you just want to go watch Bare Bones Wrestling, which I don't know about you, Jim. I like a little bit of flair in my wrestling. You know, like, give me some showmanship. You know, like, I want to hear somebody talk some smack on somebody. I don't need to see wrist locks all goddamn day.
I mean, I like their show. It depends on what actually comes up on it. But it's not, like, must-watch fucking shit.
The shows are usually, oh, our main event is a six-man tag. And I was like, fuck off with your six-man tag, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, like, the Bucks and Paige and shit, that's all right. But I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like, it's not a super exciting show, but this guy, I don't have his name offhand because we're not professionals around here. he has a ton of connections, and he has his hands in a lot of shit. And he's also a fucking newsletter subscriber for like 20 years.
Yeah, since he was 15 or something like that. His father owns the Jacksonville Jaguars and a soccer team.
Yeah, but he is involved in all kinds of different things. So.
Yes, yeah, he does. Oh, he owns a company that does some kind of market research for people or something like that. Or
yeah, and there's all kinds of different shit. But it's funny that the business address for it is Jacksonville fucking stadium.
That's
the All Elite Wrestling headquarters is TII Bank Field.
That's fucking baller.
I mean, it could be something, dude. I don't know. Maybe, like, I was thinking about that YouTube shit. Maybe we're completely off base and there's some reason that doesn't make sense. But to me, that seems to make the most sense, especially for, like, Impact, who pays money to be on a channel. Like, they pay money to have their show on a channel. That's harder for everybody to watch.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then,
on YouTube. Like,
if you're on YouTube, you could sell those same commercials, could you not?
Because I believe the way Impact's deal is they got to find the ad space.
Yeah, they do.
Right? So if you can, if you have to find ad space, why not just run those ads on your YouTube channel? You know what I mean? Like, it's so true. Yeah. Like, I can't see why you can't do that. But,
and then it's available to everybody. You can still stream it. It doesn't have to be live, but the episodes stream on there and shit, and then are available. And like, you don't run into any of that bullshit that Lucha Underground runs into and all that stuff, where people can't watch it and can't find it and this and that. Even Ring of Honor, that's the thing too. Like that channel, Sinclair. I don't know. I don't have Sinclair around here.
You don't. We have a Sinclair affiliate.
Hmm.
Like, but it's an American channel. It's a
But their show's also Spokane, free on Fox Fight.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, but see, there's a difference with Fight TV, though. Fight TV is not YouTube.
That's true, too. Yeah.
But now,
it's free there.
Well, it is. But, I mean, people got to know about it first, right? People usually skip commercials. And It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to know. But
Jay Lethal selling you fucking knee braces,
right? I don't need to see that 16 times a year. But no, this All Elite deal, depends on what their plans are. You know, this guy has deep pockets. He might be able to weasel his way in somewhere. The YouTube deal, maybe it wouldn't work for them. Maybe, you know, with the star power that they may be able to generate, which, I mean, let's face it, though, a lot of guys are under contracts. You know, it could be hard. But the WWE, there's already a group of guys that really would like to go. And if this AEW does show up, they would like to try it out. But I mean, I don't know.
What kind of reporting is that? Like, oh, two main event level people. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know who it would be. Now, mind you, you can't really come out. Like, if somebody did tell you, you can't really report it. Because then, you know, they'll never, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Why won't you reveal your sources? Because well, they won't be boys? My sources after I reveal them, you fucking idiot.
I mean, Steen's their boy.
Oh,
a lot of people there.
Yeah,
there,
but I wouldn't see Steen leaving.
Well, I wouldn't either, but...
He seems to me like a guy, like, if you don't work in the WWE, you're really not a wrestler. That's what I see when I see Steen.
I mean, it'd be interesting if they get to a point where they're offering, like, they wouldn't even have to compete, but, like, offering good money, who they could get, what they could do. I mean, I get it. Everyone's excited. You get that because you do get that, like, hard in the nipples. Like, oh, my God, yeah. Someone's going to fucking take on these. And the juggernaut is on its fucking, not business-wise, but creative-wise, is on one fucking knee right now. And it's, like, the perfect time to try to get people away from it because people are sick of watching WWE.
Yep. Yep. They are. I'm one of them. I know you are, too.
Yeah. I'm fucking sick of it. I hate it. I don't know. Any other news or anything else you want to talk about on this?
There's, I think we've said all we need to say about the AEW. There's not much to say, really.
But those guys are definitely included because it's the trademarks for the Elite.
All Out.
Yeah. So it's definitely. And Cody's not under contract right now. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true.
I think 2019 is going to be a really interesting year.
Yeah, I think the latter half of it is going to be the more interesting part. Because I wouldn't see anything happening with this until then.
But they do want to work Japan still. So there's kind of the... All those guys want to work Japan, but they want to do this too. What about New Japan's North American expansion?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of...
What about New Japan's working deal with ROH?
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see how all this shakes down.
Yeah.
Because I know they all want to work Japan. Omega, and I think even Cody wants to work Japan more.
Yeah, so. It's going to be interesting. There's no reason why they wouldn't be able to work Japan, though, anyways. Because it's Japan, this is the States. You know what I mean?
It'd be interesting, too, to see how... I mean, who's booking that shit? Them? And they're all in the main event? Like, how do you...
See, I wouldn't see the Elite booking this stuff. I would imagine the bookers would be probably Chris Jericho and Jim Ross.
Oof.
That's what I would see.
I mean, I agree with some of Jim Ross's booking, but not always.
No, but it's not going to be just Jim Ross either, right?
That's true. If they're putting their shit in, it's like, okay, but the question is, like, who do these guys take on, right? So
well,
you got
the
Bucks,
thing.
You got Cody, you got Omega, but, like, who do they take on?
That's something that you got to figure out. That's why I said everybody's under contracts. It's hard to really, really get a hold on who would you hire because you almost have
to
build up a whole crew.
Here's a crazy idea. You can make some stars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're probably going to have to build their own crew. And you got this group of five guys, six guys, whatever the fuck it is. You know, it can be done if done right.
Mm-hmm.
Like it takes a huge drag. The only other piece of news that I have to say is Adidas is suing, what's the company again? Alpha Entertainment for logo trademark infringement.
What is Alpha Entertainment?
It's the XFL's parent company that Vince made.
They stole their logo?
It's very oddly similar to an Adidas logo, I will admit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you the page.
What a bunch of fucking boners.
It is, yeah. But yeah, check your messenger and it is there, motherfucker. Yeah.
What do we got here? Fucking Vince McMahon. So where are the logos for? Oh,
scroll down.
Holy shit, yeah. Yeah.
It's got the three fucking lines just inverted, just reversed with a triangle in front of it that shapes kind of like an A.
I don't know who's doing the logos for this shit, but you've seen all those new shirts they have, right? I mean, we talked about those. They're fucking just awful.
It's clip art.
Like Ricochet, it looks like it's just fucking low rent. It looks like a gas station logo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what is that, a new sub place? Oh, they got grilled subs over there. Fucking awesome.
Oh, man, your band t-shirt looks shitty.
Yeah. We got like 400 fucking sub shops here.
We've got about 6 subways.
I'm talking about like other ones. Weird.
Oh,
chains.
No. Oh, God, no. Nobody else.
The logos suck, and their shirts fucking suck. So.
Yeah. I suppose we do have a Quiznos.
Yeah. Goddamn Quiznos.
Fucking love Quiznos.
So that's the news. I don't know what else we want to talk about here.
Jim, can I go on my fucking spiel?
Yeah, I'm prepared for it.
I'm
here for it.
I fully expect you to chime in because I'm sure you feel the exact same way about this. But I'm going to review Raw and SmackDown here very, very quickly. And just explain why I may not watch Raw and SmackDown ever again. Well, not ever again, because, you know, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm going to come back at some point in time. But I really have been heavily thinking about not watching until the new year.
It's been going on lately, right? Yeah. You've been kind of flirting with it for months.
Yes, I've mentioned it to you every time we get together that I can't watch any more of this. But I'm not gonna pull a rando and be like, I'm done with it.
You know, like, watching the show at this point, really the show that they present, it does you nothing more than if you just looked at the results.
Nope.
You are getting now. There's times where when you look at the results of something, you're not getting the full fucking. But now you are.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to it. It's like every match is nothing. Every segment is nothing. The results, you can look at them and go, wow, that's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you need.
So
but
true.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So let's start with Raw, okay? We start with Steph, Corbin, and Strowman. Now, this whole thing leads to a six man tag that goes on forever and leads to a injury angle for Braun. But Let's not skip over the fact of this classless. It's cliche WWE, but it's so stupid to do. The dismemberment line is like, man, come on, this just happened. This
dismemberment is sort of a corporate liability. That's just taking a shot at everybody who, like, you disagreed with us going to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
This move alone, dude, is. Dude, why watch it, dude? Why fucking support this disgusting fucking company ran by just awful human beings? Honestly.
Truly.
That alone is enough for me to be like, fuck this company. I'm fucking sick of this shit.
I agree completely.
That's unbelievable. Just a cunty, like, fuck you. Just piss in your fucking face.
Yeah, I agree. Ugh. So we move on, and we do more urine jokes. Where Bobby Roode and fucking Chad Gable are back there and they say, you're in a lot of trouble. And all of a sudden they break out and it's like, what? You said urine. And I wanted, Jim, I've got a very nice TV here. But have you seen those videos of the people drop kicking their TVs?
Yeah.
I was this fucking close, man. I was this fucking close. That same night, I lost a pack of cigarettes. I searched 45 minutes for them. Couldn't find them. Guess where I found them the next fucking day? In the sleeve of my jacket. I was just as pissed then as I was watching this fucking show.
Yeah. Very fucking bad.
Let's touch on the stupidity that is a Lucha House Party rules match. And how the Lucha House Party babyfaces, a crew of fucking babyfaces, with a pinata.
Which all three had donkey pinatas.
Yeah. Have a handicap match. Now, I know what you're thinking, right? Who were the three people they were facing? No. No, no, no. The baby faces are the handicap in the handicap match. And it's like, oh, okay. So we got a baby face win in a handicap match. Good. Good to know.
But dude,
good to know.
But, dude, they're just using the Freebird rule.
Oh, yes, so. yes. Yeah, sure.
Nobody that fucking commentary team knows what the fucking Freebird rule is. It's
don't.
Two of the people can be in the match, not all three.
Yeah, and they don't switch halfway through the match like they did last week on Raw or whatever the fuck it was.
And who do they defeat? The Revival.
Yeah. Come on. You know, like... And this, like, we didn't skip much in between. I've skipped Seth and Dean angles because, I mean, I don't need to see a fucking, you know, homosexual erotic novel I play in front of my eyes. So,
I mean, you miss anything else, though. The Scissor Sisters beat Bayley and Sasha.
Yeah, which that's enough of a reason not to want to watch, too. The Rousey no-selling the beating on Charlotte challenges Nikki and wins, you know, handedly. That there is just a kick in the pants.
She beats Nikki in like a minute.
Yeah.
After that beatdown, she comes down smiling and high-fiving people. Comes in the ring, no selling whatsoever. Takes on a woman who's a like multi-time former champ. They tell you right beforehand. Beats her in 1 minute.
It's ludicrous, man. Absolutely fucking ludicrous. And so now there's one thing that I've heard a couple people say. Is like,
this
oh,
match
they...
is awful.
It was. But I've heard a lot of people say that, oh, you know, kudos for WWE for doing four babyface wins at the end of the show to make you go home happy. You want me to break down the idiocy of these four babyface wins? Because every one of them were stupid. So, first one, glorified handicap match. Fuck you. Second one, a match built around bodily functions. Fuck you. Complete no-sell is the next one and a blow-off to a two-week feud that is designed to take months of build.
Yeah.
It's just garbage from the start, which is Natalya and Ruby Riott. And it's like, man, fuck you guys. This is not, you know, this is not a babyface fucking victory. This is just stupidity.
Gable and Rude defeat AOP as the crowd chants AOPP.
Oh, man.
You're
I hated
fucking...
that crowd right there. I hate LA now.
Dude. I
hate them.
I just, like, AOP, now these guys are associated with this comedy thing, and that's it. And they're going to keep going with it. And I had them lose to Gable and Rude. It's just this monster tag team, dude. That team should be, you bring them in, they fuck everybody up, they run with the belts for however long you fucking want, and then you're just done. That's it. I mean, you could still book them
piss,
after that. But...
It's the people fucking facing them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck me, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's not me saying, no, you can still do a piss. No, you should never do a I pissed my pants angle. No, this is not an Adam Sandler movie.
And, dude, we cannot leave out. You cannot leave out the Ambrose promo made where he says, for what Roman did in the Shield, he has to answer to the man upstairs. And worse than leukemia, Seth has to answer to me.
He even said that Roman Reigns got what he deserved, which is leukemia.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude. Man, like, I'm not one for saying you can't say this, but there's a limit where it's classless and dirty and just all out disgusting.
What are you? Yeah, well, that's WWE. Yeah, that's
fuck, man.
You just summarized this company.
Yeah.
For their entire existence.
And that's that right there. We just reviewed Raw. That was a Raw review. That's almost every segment of that fucking show. Like,
you know, EA is always the most hated company every year.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. May those homos burn in fucking hell, honestly. Fuck them. But this company should be in that discussion. WWE should really be the most hated company.
There's definitely an argument for it, for sure. There's definitely an argument for it.
Okay, so that's Raw.
That's Raw. Yeah, we haven't even touched SmackDown. SmackDown is no different. So Charlotte, she's still a babyface, apparently.
Oh, dude, before that, they opened SmackDown, showing the beatdown.
Yeah.
From the pay-per-view that Ronda just no-sold the night before.
Yeah, right?
It's like they're on a different planet. It's like
I know. They are, a blue one and a red one. This is No Man's Sky, Jim. You didn't know everything's the same, just a different tone of fuck you.
Just Just so, like No Man's Sky, the fucking story is very shitty, and at the end is fucking nothing.
Exactly. So Charlotte, not only being a babyface still, she is given a $100,000 fine, which is laughable. When recently, what was it, Brock Lesnar was fined $500 for doing something similar? Like, fuck me. Fuck me, right? Like, no, no logic, nowhere, none of this. This led to garbage iconic matches. Like, and when I say garbage, Jim, I say, like, I had smell-o-vision on my TV. That fucking room stank.
And it smelled like fucking pussy from down under.
Sweaty Aussie pussy.
Before we leave Raw in the past, did I clarify exactly how bad that Ronda Rousey match was? Like, how bad she was in it against Mickie James?
It was a fucking horrible match.
She had no clue. So what we learned is, like, if she practices a match for a while, she can do it. But that's it. This was awful. She had no idea where she was going. Mickie James was like, what the fuck am I doing working with this girl? Okay, sorry. I just wanted to go back and make sure I properly shit on Rousey
It was shit. It was absolute shit.
Before we don't talk about Raw next week.
So then we get Shane coming down being all babyface on Miz TV. You know, blah, that's said and done. The rumor was the Fox execs were at the show. And it's been rumored that they want more of a sports feel and the show to be less comedy. And what does the WWE decide to do with the Fox execs there? A fucking turkey street fight. Mm. Oh, my God.
They had the execs there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All they're doing is taking notes on what needs to fucking change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, did they not know? Did they pay this money? Can they get out any time here or what?
I really hope Vince has cashed that first check already.
No, shit. I hope he's buried that out in the backyard already, man.
Yeah, because this could fucking come tumbling down.
And I get it. Live sports is huge. It's like one of the few things right now where people watch it and they watch it live. They don't just DVR it and fucking fast forward all the commercials. But you don't watch wrestling live. Nobody really watches wrestling live. No. I mean, there's some masochists out there, but the majority of people just watch it on DVR.
Yeah.
If at all. It's not like football where you watch it live, or basketball or hockey or any of that shit. You know?
It's not like football that once it happens, there's no point to watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to watch a football game that was last night. Are you fucking retarded? Are you a serial killer? No.
Even if you didn't know the results, you probably wouldn't.
How are
you
not going to know the results, though? That's the thing. Everywhere you turn, there's a fucking ticker. Or there's a radio telling
you. But even if you didn't, you're not
going
to go watch
No, because there's another game on tonight.
Right? Wrestling, you can know the results of everything and still want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And they thought, well, this is sports-ish, you know, and it fits in with what we were doing, and we got the sport nights, but it's not. It's a fucking joke.
No, but now, mind you, anything DVR does still count in the Nielsen ratings, though. So
yeah, but it's not as attractive to advertisers because nobody's watching the commercials.
That's true.
That's why everybody wants the NFL shit and hockey and football, basketball, because people watch it live and they can't skip the commercials.
See now
and they just sit there.
This is where these advertising companies, though, are dumb. Because what do I do if I gotta sit through commercials? I do something. I leave. I leave the room. I go smoke.
You look at your phone or fucking.
Yeah, or I'll go get something to drink. I'll take a shit. I'll take a piss. Man, if you've got me really bored, I might fucking rub one out. You never know.
Fox here has a new thing, at least on some shows, where it has a countdown in the top corner to how long until the show comes back. I'm like, thank you for making it way easier for me to know when to stop fast forwarding.
Right?
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with that, but fuck off.
Oh, it's a good guy Fox, though, is what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my last point on SmackDown, Jim, is the main event is headlined as for the first time on SmackDown in 12 years.
Yeah.
But we watched it a month ago on Crown fucking Jewel.
Yeah, but not on SmackDown, dude. This is the first time in 12 years I've been on SmackDown.
Fuck you.
I might get broken like fucking Cody Rhodes.
Oh, man, that's the greatest gimmick of all time.
Is that not one of the best things going in wrestling?
It is. I fucking love it. And for him to be hurt now, it's perfect time for it.
I want to say after these matches, I think it'd be great if he just like would come out, you know, and be like, that was his character. Like he'd just go broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Because that shit kills me on Being the Elite, yeah. Man.
It's so fucking funny, man. The possession deal is when I feel like Being the Elite really has nothing else to do, they do something that is just like, holy fuck, this is fantastic.
WWE social media has blah 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 followers on this many.
Drake Maverick is a manager on blah 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 and a GM on 255.
It's really fucking good, dude.
It is. It is. And it wouldn't work unless it was Cody doing it too.
Yeah, it's super funny.
But anyways, that's the reasons why I'm not going to watch WWE for the foreseeable future. I will watch the pay-per-views. I got no problem watching pay-per-views. It'll probably make the pay-per-views an easier watch, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no mention of the sweep. Shane is happy and smiling.
Yep.
And brand supremacy. Dude, the only time of year where the brands fight for brand supremacy. All right, then. And dude, they're doing Orton Mysterio, which just fucking bothers me.
Yeah.
Orton and Mysterio should both be putting over new guys. Like fucking Andrade. Ray and Andrade should be something with Andrade going over in the end.
You should have Ray beat people for a month, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, then work a program with a young guy like Andrade.
Yeah.
And have Andrade come out on top. Not have two fucking old farts just fucking mosey around the ring. And be a shell of what they used to. And
I think Ray still looks fucking great.
Ray
man.
Looks great, but man, you cannot look me dead in the eyes and say this Ray right now can do the things that Ray in 1996 was doing with Eddie Guerrero.
Well, fuck. Michael, I mean, he's right? not Ray. No. He's not 97 Halloween Havoc Ray or anything. Exactly. But I would say he's way closer to his prime than almost any guy who's in that age.
I would agree with you.
He's amazing for how old he is and how many fucking knee surgeries he's had. I think he looks great, man.
But let's see how amazing he is once he's rung through the WWE cycle again and his knees inevitably wear out because he's being overworked.
Where they have him fucking doing house show matches in front of 2,000 people while they lose money in fucking Kalamazoo or something.
Yeah, they lose money, and Ray loses fucking months on his career.
They're losing money on these fucking house shows, man. Why even do them? I don't know that you have to. Maybe you have to. I don't know.
I really don't think you have to. I don't think coming to Edmonton is helping your business.
I mean, they go do these house shows, and it's like, if you're not even making any money, the young people, though, it's good for them. Maybe you just run like the younger people, but then they're not a draw. But if you're losing money any fucking way, who cares? You know, I don't know.
Maybe go to smaller buildings, but you know, the WWE, right? Like,
well, yeah, right.
God forbid.
You ever see that shit from like 95 where they were like legit running like gyms and shit?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's crazy. It got dicey for a bit.
You see, like, fucking Mantar and Doink or something, like, in a fucking gym. Like,
Mountain Rock.
Yeah, Man Mountain Rock.
Fucking loved that guy when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, man.
I probably liked him. I mean, I was into music and shit. You know, he came out and played a guitar solo.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it was. You know, like, I don't, for the life of me, ever remember a match. I just remember him playing guitar.
That's a piece of memorabilia I'd fucking love to have. Yeah, I wonder where that thing.
WWF guitar.
Yeah, thing's pretty sweet. Right?
It was. It was a fucking beaut.
Fucking beauty.
Register beautician, brah.
Oh fuck! So you're not gonna watch it next week?
I'm
is that legit?
I'm not on SmackDown next week. Not goddamn.
You're going on record saying that.
I'm going on record saying that. Now I'm not saying I don't check out a YouTube clip. That's all you need to watch on fucking WWE. If I get bored on lunch one of these days, you know, like, and it's like, oh, so-and-so happened on Raw, and I see a YouTube clip, yeah, I'll fucking stumble on it.
Yeah, that's great, man. I'm going to steal. I have to, I feel like. I feel like I have to.
We barely talk about it most weeks, and Burbs said he's coming back soon, so I'm hoping Burbs takes over for it anyways, and we can just forget it even exists. And we just laugh at what Burbs has to say. Like, Burbs, I need you to return to take this over for me, please.
I was talking to him earlier. He was at least looking at, like, next week. He's super busy, man. So, like, and, like, he's like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, dude, it's all good, baby. You got to answer to the people who tweet you, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's not, yeah. And me, I need you.
Much love to our boy, Burbs. We anxiously await his return. But yeah, that was that. Federation, you said? Slamboree 96?
Yeah, it's a fucking awful show.
So check that out. Yeah. Everyone, podcast found.
No, the Federation show is not awful. The Slamboree 1996 is fucking abysmal, man. There's
those make the best fucking episodes, man.
It does, but it took a lot to watch this fucking show. I was physically ill fucking recording this show. Like, my stomach hurt, and I blame it on this show. Just the
show
stress.
Got sick, man.
But Bobby the Brain Heenan, baby, oh man, he was the highlight. When he said, when he called Dusty Rhodes a fucking Chesterfield, oh my good Jesus, man, that was the greatest moment of my life.
A Chesterfield?
Or like a recliner or a lazy boy or whatever. Because he's wearing this bright red leather jacket, and he said he looked like a recliner or something. Oh man, it was fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that shit's out. Where are you going from there? Do you know where you're going from there?
It's WWF's Beware of Dog 1996, better known as the night the lights went out. When the lights went out in the... Oh, what arena was it? Anyway, it was during the Stone Cold Steve Austin Savio Vega bull rope match.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we'll be watching that show.
Was it a bull rope or was it a strap?
It might, fuck, what's the difference? It's probably a strap. But no, it's headlined by Shawn Michaels taking on David Boy Smith. So we'll get into that.
You're in trouble when fucking Davey Boy is headlining. We did some show where he was headlining recently. It was trash.
Yeah, the W.
Oh, it was him and Diesel. Fuck me, man.
Fuck.
Trash.
Luckily, we bypassed most of Diesel in the WWF. So.
That's good.
Yeah. There you go. He's gone now, so.
Yeah. If you like this show, you will also enjoy the Federation. I'm sure most of you listen. But if you don't, check that shit out. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
It's one of the few wrestling podcasts that make it into my weekly rotation.
I appreciate it, sir.
And coming up here on the pay-per-view Take Two show on the SCL network, Jared and I, ECW November to Remember 1998, as decided upon by our money mark tier on Patreon. Yeah, it's really weird. Do you think like 98 ECW? It's going to be awesome. It's not very awesome. It's kind of shitty.
Now, I will say, Jim, I was talking to Stu Hart the other day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was listening to your latest pay-per-view Take Two. And he was saying that if you ever need him for any questions, just ask. Because he heard what Jared had to say, and Jared said that he wished Stu was here to ask him this. Yeah. And, you know, he wants to be a part of it.
There you go. Yeah, that Slamboree 2000 is up on there. So
what a beauty of a show! The pay per view Take Two episode is fantastic as always.
That was a really good one, man. Yeah, you can find that on our channel. And people have asked too. The best way, if you're looking for different shit, go to Podbean, and you can pick from categories of every show that's ever been on here, even like Fully Loaded podcast and Ringside with Jim and all these other fucking whatever else we've put on there.
Randos Cuddling with Coddles.
SCL Extra.
Which I've got so many SCL Extra files, I just forget to do it.
Oh, that's all good.
Oh, no, I still got them. There's, like, one of these days, man, you'll see an SCL Extra pop up. This stuff that we were talking about 8 months ago.
God, then I'll have to listen to it, like, frantically and make sure there's not anything that was I don't want on there. Makes me nervous, the whole SEO extra thing. Honestly. You're like, oh, I thought that was okay for me to put in there. Like, oh my God, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I could just see that happening.
It has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's very true. So you can check out all that other bullshit on there. I don't know. What else was there? NXT was not much.
It was nothing. It was a one-match show that was not worth the watch.
I didn't. It was like Cross and Lorray, and I was like, all right, we're good here. Turned it off.
Yeah, that's exactly. I turned on NXT. They told me what the main event was, and I was like, no thanks. Red Dead Redemption 2, please.
I mean, I watched Keith Lee defeat a jobber, and I watched Sullivan defeat a jobber, and then that was it. So
NXT, I don't need to see that.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We have no Lucha. I haven't been watching Ring of Honor, really.
Nope.
Other than their, you know, pay-per-views and stuff.
Now, I will say this. I want to preface this. In my quest for a WWE-less life, I do want listeners, you fine listeners of SCL, I'm talking mainly to you, Brad. I want pointers on good wrestling that came out that week. Please, somebody tell me what's worth the watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Instead, because I'm not going to be watching WWE. I got all kinds of time on my hands, man. Shoot me over some wrestling. I'd like to get to know it. Come on, guys.
MLW's release day doesn't really work with our
no,
show,
it doesn't.
But I mean, I would kind of. I feel like we'd always be a week behind. Well, not really, maybe. I don't know. Maybe some MLW would be worth checking out.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty fucking good. Could check back in with Impact. I don't know what they're doing.
No.
I tuned out.
No.
So.
No, not doing it. Impact is not worth it. Not worth it at all. Like,
shit.
I gave it a shot. I gave it a shot. And when I know what I don't like, an Impact I don't like.
It was like, it was good there for a little bit, right?
It was.
Earlier
yeah.
this year, but man, they yeah. kind of shit the bed. Do you want to do a quick Mark Tank? We'll do the top five
yes.
marks of the week.
A guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A mark is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a mark is each and every one of you fine son of a fucking bitch.
Mark Tank, where I read Mark comments off social media. We got the top five of this week. Let's see. Scott Eames. He says, very mad that no one comes out and helps, or the Magament does not even come out and say stop or fire people. This was on the Braun Strowman beatdown.
The Magament, or did he say McMahon?
The Magament, M-A-G-A, meant...
Oh, management.
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
fuck, man, that was hard.
Yeah, the Braun Strowman beatdown, that was so riveting that we didn't even talk about it, did we?
Yeah. I mean, well, I mentioned that he got beat down in an injury.
He's having elbow surgery. He'll probably be gone for a month, by the way.
Yes, yes. They say he's back in DLC, like, but he might not be.
Let's finish the show, and then I'm like, wow, we didn't even mention, like, I think about all the shit that I wish I would have said.
Well, I know on the redo of last week's episode, we forgot to even mention Enzo on the plane.
Oh, I think, yeah. You know. Anurban Bhattacharya the third. He's the third. You think if you were named, you'd live your whole life as Anurban Bhattacharya. That fight. You would at least name your kid like fucking Bill, you know? he says, Dear WWE script, please push Ronda Rousey. Please don't waste her. Hashtag WWE, hashtag WWE script.
Oh, man. Does he not realize that Ronda Rousey is pushed?
I mean, I love that he's sending a letter to the script itself.
To the inanimate object.
Yeah. This one's fun. David Samson. Seriously, Braun Strowman sucks. I gotta say, he's a jack. A fucking weak mooder fucker. M-U-D-E-R. Mooder fucker.
Mooder fucker.
Even,
he's a mooder fucker? He fucks mooder? No. Like the great mooder?
No, he's even got the accent, but... On, so like, you know, Mudafucka.
He's like a Gary Hart guy.
He's a jack. I don't even J-E-C-K. Jerk, maybe. I don't know what he's.
Maybe.
He's not a fan. Michelle, this is number two. Michelle Ulbury says, fire Corbin for all the things he has done. Bring back Kurt Angle. He has a lot more manners than Corbin. Plus, doesn't start trouble like Corbin either.
Preach it, baby, preach. I'd like to see that as well. But you're still dumb.
You know what I'd like to see as general manager, brother?
Oh, Hulk Hogan. Listen up, dude. Shit.
It might happen, dude. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked either.
It'll be Hulk Hogan.
I won't be watching to see it, though, so who gives a fuck?
On SmackDown? I'm going to suspend the New Day, dude.
Brother
Paula Cruz. Listen up, dude. Listen up, little dude.
You know, I put over Billy Kidman, dude.
Did you hear I put Billy Kidman over one time, dude? Yeah, right. In the 70s and 80s, I worked with a lot of you people.
Yeah, Dynamite Kid.
That's what I was saying when I said you people.
Oh, Junkyard Dog.
I put over Junkyard Dog, brother.
Didn't let Tony Atlas beat me, no, brother. He laughs like a buffoon.
I put over a lot of you people in the 70s and 80s. It's about something that fucker would say. Such piece of shit.
I've been
like so unaware of how much piece of shit he is.
When his fucking tape came out, his fucking apology said he, you know, it stated as him saying, you know, like, I really regret getting caught or whatever. Make sure that nobody's fucking filming you.
Yeah. We're not like, hey, man, the shit I said was fucked up and I don't really feel that way. And none of that. No, just don't get caught saying shit. You got to be careful when you're fucking your friend's wife. They might be filming you, brother. Jesus Christ. Oh, and this week's winner of Mark Tank, Sukanda Das. Just real simple to the point. We want Jinder Mahal as Universal Champion.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tremendous.
That they are, sir.
Fucking tremendous. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like we aren't talking. I mean, this is, you know, it's that death period. This is always the lowest ratings for the wrestling, but also for our shows.
Yeah, like, that's true.
November, December. Get. The worst, dude. Until, like, Royal Rumble, and it slowly kind of ramps up towards Mania. But, yeah, this is the fucking no man's land.
It is. It's the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, we shouldn't even be trying as hard as we do on these shows. That's how much listenership is down.
Speaking of a Dust Bowl, there's a Starrcade show this weekend.
That 1 hour of... which we'll be is going to show? What the fuck is that, dude?
One a daily... hour... will be shown, and there's also going to be a Miz TV segment there with Shinsuke Nakamura and Rey Mysterio. So that's going to be on the show, and then they'll pick some more footage out of Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose in a street fight, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, AJ Styles. Wait, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin?
That's not happening.
That can't be happening. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Rey Mysterio. The Bar, New Day, Balor, McIntyre, Miz and Rusev, Elias concert with Ric Flair, and then also appearing Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, and Dolph Ziggler.
Wow.
That's an hour show on the network.
It has all the big payoff matches, right? It's got Seth and Dean way before it's going to happen. It's also got, I don't know, some other fucking one.
Well, this is them testing out their new setup for next year. Because they'll be starting on the road on Friday, do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
All right.
So, and they're planning on doing more house shows because the crew is going to be there, right, and doing more house shows on the network because the crew is going to be there anyways that does the production. So you can easily put it up there.
Who the fuck wants to watch, like the Raw SmackDown, that's not enough for me. I want to watch the house show matches.
This is where it intrigues Jesus me Christ. Because I would rather watch the house show than watch the Raw and SmackDown.
You know I always I mean? Go when they come here. I go to house shows, but I wouldn't go to Raw or SmackDown. Because house shows, to me, are a better experience than any of them. Even pay-per-views, probably.
Yeah, because it's 2 hours. You got an intermission. Everything is to the point. You know, you can just have fun.
It's just wrestling.
Yeah.
There's no bullshit.
No.
Yeah.
Like I think a house show a week or even 2 weeks would be so much more entertaining than having to watch Raw and SmackDown every week. Because you'll still get the story being told for you. You know what I mean? It's not going to be void of everything.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens next week. Tyler Fudge not watching Raw or SmackDown.
Oh, you don't need to wait and see what happens. Motherfucker, I ain't watching it.
It's going to be the fucking surprises and all kinds of shit's going to happen.
Watch now. It'll be one of the best Raws ever.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin will fucking return to action.
Yeah, it comes back and has an impromptu match against Brock Lesnar and becomes Universal Champion. That's what's going to happen next week because I'm not watching it.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah.
If you don't watch and something awesome happens, you can never watch again. Just so that in hopes that we get awesome stuff.
Just that would be my sacrifice for you and all the fans. I can be that martyr.
Yeah,
worship me. I'm Jesus.
Don't hold your breath on it being fucking good. But I think that's it, man. I don't know. I got nothing else.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything else in this bag of tricks that needs to be unveiled.
Yeah, nope. There you go. Think that is going to do it. Do our Twitter shout-outs. I almost forgot.
Ooh.
And people will be like, motherfucker, I tweeted that shit. You didn't say my name. Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout-out on the show. Like Infamous Chris Savage, Lime Link, Podcast Talk, Jay Dune, Aaron Echoes, Bobby Anthem, much love to you. Check out the Inhuman Experience podcast. Also check out Smack It Down podcast, hosted by Viva La JD and some other Australian guy.
Corey Gold.
Corey Gold. There you go.
Yeah, Johnny, Corey, remember that now. I knew your name. Now, when I come on again, you don't announce me and Travis as Suplex City Limits, okay?
Oh, what a cunt. Oh, that's dirty. Yeah. He didn't know.
He didn't, and I don't hold nothing against him. I didn't know who he was either, so.
Yeah, but he's not on Suplex City Limits in the Federation.
No, that's true.
Johnny Utah, Jeremy Foltz, Glenn Schneider, Lee Unwin, Mr. Klondike Bill, Big Papa Totoro, Balls Deep Network, Tony Vasquez, Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, you need a shorter name, JC Sterling, AC Patty, Spanish Announce Pod. You guys, come on, babies. You doing shows or what?
Yeah, come on now. Come back, guys. Like, do we need to absolve Scotty and Scotty come with us all the time or what?
Holy shit. He should come on sometime.
Yeah, Scotty.
Well Kept and Unclean, talking Wayne G. He's so divine. He's Mr. Lance Levine. Also, THT Wrestling Podcast. Check them out. Shaheen and Boxman. That is a very good wrestling podcast. Also, check out Nuclear Heat Graphics for fucking great artwork by Shaheen. Every day I walk down my hall, I see all the posters I got from him framed on my wall. They look fucking awesome. So, check those shit out. Lucha Krusty, Evil Evan. Much love, man.
Those evil shoulders.
Yeah, Dom Homie, Wrestling's High Marks. Check those dudes out. Jericho MPN. Check out his YouTube channel. He posts every episode of SCL. He streams it with video game footage. He also streams it on Twitch. So if that's your fancy. Mind. There you go. Scotty from Sap Pod. Fat Superman. Much love. Federation, of course, Jared, Leo OK, EMZT Podcast Productions, Kayla Morganfield, Bruce Weaver, Dustin G, and you can check out Dustin's podcast, TV and Film Throwbacks, yes. With D. The D is not for dick, but it could be.
It could be. I mean, you could do it with the dick.
Yeah, check him out. Other podcasts, check out Shooting the Shiznit. Now, I am going to question why Shooting the Shiznit's not on here as retweeting our pinned episode. Nor is, you know, that's
Dirty pool, guys. Dirty pool. You'll tag me in a post to retweet, and I'll retweet it, but you won't retweet ours? Oh, man. Bill, oh, man. I'm upset.
That's what you need. That's what's popular now, dude.
What?
If you're doing a show, a wrestling podcast, and you're actually talking about wrestling, you're doing it wrong, dude. You should be talking about all the Twitter beefs and shit that you got going on.
Yeah, man. All my Twitter
beefs. Like, if we started
beefs.
To angle with those guys, it would, our fucking ratings would go up, dude.
It did. That one angle we did.
An unintentional angle. That's what it is. That's why Cornette and Russo were doing all that shit. That's like the most listeners they got. Wrestling fans... turns out they like fucking angles. They like to hear two people talk shit on each other. Go figure.
So Trammell, come over. Let's talk about this, baby doll.
No, I
wouldn't mind you coming over though. I wouldn't mind talk. I've never spoken to him before. He seems like a nice fella.
He is a nice dude. He did a couple episodes of Ringside with Jim with me.
Yeah.
And first we watched his match, and it was just nuts and bolts tag match. It was the
it had some southern tag teams, like probably like Rock and Roll and fucking the Fabulous Ones or something like that.
It had like Jericho and Storm, the Thrill Seekers, and they took on one of those classic fucking teams. Yeah, the Rock and Roll or the Midnight, one of the fucking two. And he's breaking it down, and you know, like it was really cool that I made him watch a Ken the Box match. A fucking Japanese guy shimmies out in the cardboard box. Fucking awesome. Takes on Battle Tabita. Well, those are super fun. We recorded them back to back. We did his, and then I'm like, oh, here's what we're watching. Send it over.
I will say, though, I wouldn't mind. Trammell, come on over. Let's get some friends on the show. Yeah, come on, Lance. I'd like to have Lance and Trammell.
Lance was great when he was on the show.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot of that shit.
We used to do it all the time.
It's a big ask, I feel like. And it's just a whole thing. Then you got to schedule. Not only do we have to, me and you, figure out when we're going to record, we have to figure out when somebody else can record. I can't believe the way that I used to book this show. Like back when it would be like, I could post 2 months, like every week, here's the people coming on and keep all that straight. I just don't have anymore.
No. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with having a friend come by every now and then. You know,
yeah,
like,
I do like it.
You can show me off, Jim. You don't have to keep me slaving away in the kitchen. You can invite friends over. I like to entertain.
Jeez. You take me out. You never take me out dancing anymore. Got a closet full of dresses. You never take me out dancing.
Haven't shaved my vagina in months.
Well, we had a fucking boy from the Strap on recently.
We did, yeah. We did. Lynx, my boy.
Mr. Lynx Kinetic, who's fucking running a pro wrestling company now.
Yeah, who I seen his wife chewed him out on Twitter for giving away free t-shirts on the show.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fantastic.
She's like, I don't know what's going on in there, but do not let him fucking keep giving away fucking tickets and like free entrance and shit. That's fucking great, man.
It was fantastic.
Shout out to Lynx. He fucking texted me on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Like,
oh, fuck yeah,
by
man.
Actual text. I was like, wow, man, that's what a nice guy.
No, Lynx is a stand-up dude.
Yeah, and the Strap's a fun show. You get a husband and wife take, which is really interesting. So I think that's it. I think we've shown love to all of our people. We've done everything. I think we're done.
I think so.
Anything else to add before we go?
I don't. I had something that I was going to add, but it's no longer in my cranium now, so fuck it.
Fuck it, indeed. And on that bombshell, it is time to end. So as always, we thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week to, oh my God, to what? NXT TV? We're going to have to watch some other shit. Ring of Honor.
Of course.
Yeah, come back next week. We'll talk about all kinds of shit.
We're
going to
talk the week in wrestling.
Yeah. But there's no events. There's no like pay per views. Nope. There's no.
Maybe this is life for the next few months. We might have to look at the World Tag League. That's very relevant. I might actually look into it now. I don't have to watch that fucking 5 hours of garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, fuck me, yeah. man.
That'd be cool. Like, yeah, I just, you know, like I said, we take this as an off season, so. But yeah, we'll be back. We'll talk shit. We'll get high. It'll be fun. You should come back too. So, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. I feel like I'm